And this is Our Town for January of 2023. Joining me right now is Sue James. She's the administrative assistant at the center and the president of the board, Norm Leeling. And Susan, Norm, thank you for joining me today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Norm, I introduced you as the board president of the Florence Senior Center, but I guess you're changing the name or have changed the name.
We recently changed it to Florence Senior and Activity Center because of the various activities taking place there.
Okay. Yeah, I think when you hear about a senior center, you think of a place you go to play cards and maybe do chair yoga, but it's much, much more than that, isn't it?
Quite a bit more than that now.
Yeah. So you've been on the board of the center for about a year now.
Yes.
And you've been in the community about 2.5 years. What drew you to the center when you first moved to town?
Well, having been raised on the South Coast in the Coos Bay area, we need the ocean. We need to be close to the ocean. We've always been an ocean person, got back in the Midwest for a number of years with a job, and when I retired, we came back to the West Coast.
All right. Now, what drew you to the Florence Senior Center, the senior center itself? What drew you to the center when you moved to town?
Well, I was on the board of the senior center where we'd lived previously in Wisconsin, and so when we moved out here, I got in contact with the senior center right away because I thought, hey, I'm an old person. I can do a little bit still. And so I stopped by and filled out an application and pretty soon got quite involved.
And all right, you started visiting regularly, and they probably said, oh, this guy looks like he's going to stick around. Let's put him on the board.
That's exactly what happened.
Oh, I'm familiar with that method, yeah. Sue James is the administrative assistant, and you've been with the center for, what, 7 or 8 years now?
7 years, yes. I've been there 7 years.
All right. So tell me, what is it you do at the senior center?
Everything. We have a long list of activities here. Every day is different at
okay.
the senior.
Well, let's talk about that.
So we have the a music group, the acoustic music group, and they came in. They were looking for some place to practice. So they came in, and we set them up with practicing on Monday morning and Friday afternoon, and they're all having a good time. We get anywhere from 5 or 6 people to 10 or 12 people.
Now, acoustic, what kind of music do they
acoustic
play?
Music is there's no electricity.
Okay.
There's no amps and all that
talking
stuff.
Talking about guitars? And
guitars and fiddles and banjos right. and those kind of things.
All right. Do they ever perform for...
Well, I've asked them to, but they said they're not ready yet, so...
Okay.
they're still practicing.
They need a little more rehearsal.
Yeah.
Now, you do lunches during the week at the Senior Center. That's one of the things I think most people are maybe familiar with.
We have lunches on Tuesday and Thursday from 11 to noon, and occasionally we have different bands coming in to play music to entertain the diners, and they all really like that. And Meals on Wheels are there Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings.
Now,
they only deliver food out to people in the community.
That's what I was going to say. They don't serve food Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, but
no.
They are there, and they use that as the base where they deliver food out to
yes.
some people.
They did serve people in there before COVID, mm-hmm. but since COVID, they haven't allowed them to come yeah. back inside and eat
yet. Do you
think
that might change?
I hope so, because people really enjoy coming in there. It's a social. I mean, they need the social activity and being around other people instead of just sitting at home all the time.
Yeah.
And a lot of our seniors come there for that reason.
Right. Sue James is the administrative assistant at the Florence Senior and Activity Center, and Norm Leeling is the president of the board of the same organization. Now, you added the word activity to the name of the center. Give me some of the other activities. You have the music rehearsals. You have the lunch.
We have the Tai Chi. We have billiards every day. We have Five Crowns. It's a card game. We have yoga, and then we have advanced yoga. We have line dancing, poker, pinochle, chair exercises. Tops come in on Wednesday mornings.
Which is Take Off Pounds Sensibly,
yep.
which is a weight loss group.
And then we have cribbage. And we
bingo.
Have And bingo.
Oh, 15 too. I like cribbage.
We have another NIA exercise. She's kind of a new person that came in. She doesn't have enough attendees yet, but we keep hoping she'll get some more.
Okay.
Then we have Celtic music.
Ah.
And I can't really explain that Celtic music. I don't know what it is.
A little Irish, yeah.
But they're coming in on Wednesdays now.
Yeah. All right. What time do they come in?
1 o'clock, 1 to 3.
1 to 3 in the afternoon, that's open to
yeah.
anybody?
Yes.
So if
all of this is open to all ages.
So if you like Celtic music, it's great. A little pipe and a guitar and a
yeah.
fiddle. Yeah.
And you can come in and add music to them, or you can just come in and listen.
Oh, that's great.
Whatever you want to do.
And we have line dancing, too.
Then we have line dancing, and we have the yogas on Monday and Wednesday, line dancing on Tuesday and Thursday, bingo Thursday, mahjong, that's kind of a new activity that has come about. They're coming on Thursdays. And then we have the chair exercises on Tuesday and Thursday. And we have the coffee talk. I think some of you have probably heard the lady from Spruce Point coffee talk.
Yeah, we hear about that on KCFM.
Yeah, so she comes on the third Thursday of each month to talk to people about different, you know, activities and stuff.
Yeah. Where can somebody go to find out about what is going on? Do you have a website?
We have a webpage. It's FlorenceSeniorCenter.org. Mm-hmm.
All one word, right?
Yep. We have a Facebook ad where I put a lot of ads on the Facebook for Florence Senior Center.
Okay.
We get a lot of activity there. And all of our activities, it's only a dollar to come in. Donate a dollar for each activity. That helps pay the light bill or something.
All right.
Yep.
So just it's not really a cost, but they ask for a dollar donation to help offset some expenses, right?
Yes.
Norm, when we were talking about activities, you look like you were ready to chime in with something. Did you have something you wanted to add to that?
Not really. She covered all the activities I have on the sheet, but you mentioned how people can find out what to do there. We have a receptionist there from 9 to 4:30 every day, five days a week. They stop by and pick up a sheet that shows all the activities, the day and the time of those activities each day of the week.
And it's easy to find. It's on Kingwood Street, about four or five blocks north of 9th, or just right close to the dog park there.
Next door to the dog park.
It's 1,500 block of Kingwood.
Right. It's got that great horse sculpture out in the parking lot. I like that. It's kind of cool.
Rusty, but authentic.
Yeah, I think that's the by design. It's to weather and, we talk about turning in your old paint for recycling. Someone must have just took their old paint and put it in the parking lot at the senior center, all paint being the horse. All right.
We know that thing came from Africa, I believe it was. It's made out of used oil drums.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, 55-gallon drums. Yeah,
and the artistic community in Florence, they have committees, I guess.
Yeah, the Public Arts Committee.
They decided to put it at the senior center.
Yeah, that's right. So it's now the Florence Senior and Activity Center.
Yes.
Correct.
You got anything exciting coming up in the near future or for 2023, since it's the beginning of the year? It's just normal to talk about what's happening this year.
Well, another thing we do is we rent out our spaces on the evenings and the weekends, and we've got several already rented out for January and February.
So you can rent it for your own private events.
Yes, we have birthdays, anniversaries, different parties, memorials, class reunions, all different kinds of activities. We have a huge kitchen, a huge commercial kitchen that's just beautiful.
So if somebody wanted to come in and rent the center for maybe a weekend event or an evening event or something like that, could they have access to the kitchen as well?
If they want access to the kitchen, they have to pay for that extra.
That's right.
Versus just renting their rooms.
Yeah. But if you don't want to have 40 people over to your house for dinner on a Saturday evening, you could rent the center. You know, lots of parking and nice kitchen and everything.
And a lot of the groups, they bring in their own food. They just have potlucks and stuff, and they just bring their own food, and they have a good time. Enjoy.
So at any time during the day, what's the busiest day that you have during the week?
Probably the bingo day.
And that's on Thursdays, right?
On Thursdays, because we've got the chair exercises in the morning, and then the third Thursday is the coffee talk. And then bingo is in there from they start about 11 and they end up about 3:30.
Okay.
So probably Thursday is the busiest day. Right.
Sue James is the administrative assistant with the Florence Senior and Activity Center. Norm Leeling is the board president. And so you can go to FlorenceSeniorCenter.org, the website, or to your Facebook page.
Yes.
I would imagine if you go to the City of Florence website, is there a link from the city's website to the senior center as well?
I don't know if they have a link to us or not.
But we'll explore that.
We'll have to find out about that.
Because it is owned by the city.
The building is owned by the city.
The building is owned by the city, but it's run by the board of directors and the organization.
So we have a management agreement with the city.
Yeah. So you actually work for Norm and the other board members, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No, well, Norm's going on. She does what she wants.
Unpaid assistant.
Unpaid. Okay.
Works for me sometimes. But.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It's all fun.
Anything else about the Florence Senior and Activity Center that we haven't talked about?
I would just invite people to come check it out. Whatever your age, come down and see what's going on. There's all these card games, five different card games, billiard anytime. Just come down and see what's happening.
And stop in weekdays.
Monday through
Friday between
9 to 4.
9 to 4, and pop in, have a look around, and get a calendar. I think talk to the receptionist because you have that staff too.
Yes, and come in and have a cup of coffee.
All right,
and we are friendly.
And we are. Yes,
you are. I will attest to that. Norm, thank you. It's nice to meet you. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Sue, same to you. Very nice to meet you. You've been in Florence for 9 years.
Thank you.
I think it's the first time we've met.
Sorry. I hear you on the radio all the time, of course. But
and you don't even change the channel. That's nice. Florence Senior and Activity Center. That's what we're talking about here on Our Town.